Hey, patient's last name is Killion. Again, Killion. First name is Seth. Date of birth is July 8, 1993. Date of service is November 28, 2023. Next birth, chief complaint is traumatic brain injury. Next birth, patient tells me that he was involved in a traumatic brain injury. First of all, it was on April 4th, 2017. Come on, patient was in training exercises. First of all, patient tells me that he was doing detained handling training exercises. First of all, patient was picked up by two Marines. First of all, they dropped him on face down. First of all, immediately he hurt the face and the head. First of all, immediately lost consciousness for a few minutes. First of all, when he woke up, a coma patient had severe headaches, confusion, disorientation. First of all, patient was evaluated by a medical doctor. First of all, patient was diagnosed with concussion. First of all, patient remained confused and disoriented for the rest of the day. First of all, next up, paragraph, since the event, the gamma patient has severe headaches. First up, your patient has headaches almost every day. First up, he has light sensitivity, dizziness, vertigo symptoms. So first up, patient also has pain on the face and the right eyebrow. First up, next paragraph, patient is currently a police officer. First up, he's working for the West Sacramento Police Officer Department. West Sacramento Police Department. First up, patient feels dizzy, lightheadedness every day at work. First up, patient also have significant light sensitivity. First up, patient is not able to do day shift very well because of the light sensitivity. First up, patient tells me that his intermittent vertigo is also affecting the way he does his job. First up, next paragraph, this marks the amputation. Next patient last name is Longmire. Again, Longmire. First name is Camree. Again, Camree. Their visit is November 28, 2023. Date of birth is August 14, 2000. Next referring physician is Salinas Valley State Prison. Next chief complaint patient is chief complaint seizures. Next breath history present in this patient is a 23-year-old male, comma, chief complaint of seizures. First up, a patient tells me a month ago, comma, patient was in bed. First up, he was sleeping. First up, he suddenly woke up, comma, biting his tongue. First up, he tells me that he was in a seizure convulsion. First up, a patient does not remember exactly what happened. First up, however, when he woke up, comma, he noticed his tongue was bleeding. First up, this very similar episode happened again for the second time. First up, a patient again was in the bed. Comma woke up, comma with a severe pain in the tongue. First up, patient was told that he was seizing. First up, patient denies any urinary incontinence. First up, patient denies any bowel incontinence. First up, next forever, past medical illness, past medical history include. Past medical history include patients that deny significant past medical history. Next level current medications. Current medication includes acetaminophen as needed. Next number, hydroxyzine. Next number, ibuprofen, mirtazapine, naloxone, and sodium chloride. Next paragraph. Next paragraph, neurologic examination to normal examination. Next paragraph, EEG examination. The EEG examination was normal today. First up, it was EEG study. First up, it was a normal study. First up, however, a normal EEG study does not definitively rule out seizure disorder. First up, next paragraph, impression to a nocturnal seizure compulsion. First up, patient tells me that he had two episodes in the past 1 month, a comma, waking up, a convulsing, a comma, with the tongue bleeding. First up, a description of his event, suggesting seizure disorder given the tongue biting. Patient denies any urinary incontinence. Patient also confused and disoriented after that. I suspect the patient have nocturnal seizures. Although the EEG study was performed today, it was a negative study. Although it's a negative study, however, a normal EEG study does not definitively rule underlying seizure disorder. recommendation explain the patient of the above diagnosis. Next number, recommendation to start on Keppra 500 milligrams 1 pill BID. Also explain the patient common side effects. Next number, also recommendation to obtain a brain MRI comma to definitively evaluate for structural lesions in the brain causing a seizure convulsion. First up, next number. First, patient continued to have seizure convulsion, comma, he may increase the Keppra 750 milligrams twice a day or even 1,000 milligrams twice a day. First, next paragraph, this marks the end of our dictation.